Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Field. I'm your host, Ken Nelson. And on today's episode, we're talking about asparagus, all things asparagus, with Dwight Furing, who is the chairman of MAAB. And also, he's an asparagus farmer, and his company is called C&D Furing Farms. Dwight, how are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Good to have you on the podcast. Dwight, so can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and why you personally grow asparagus?
Well, I'm a third generation, 50 years old. My dad is still involved in the farm, and I have a 23-year-old son that's involved in it. Asparagus is something that we've always done, and it's just a good way to start the year. It's a good, you want to say, a good cash crop. It's something that we can grow very well up here, and just something I guess we've always done, and we enjoy it.
So Michigan's asparagus is widely considered to be the best out there. So why is that, and what makes it unique?
Well, a lot of it's our soil. You know, we can grow asparagus really well. We got a really sandy loam soil around here. Good drainage. You know, we get some water or rain, it absorbs up into the asparagus, but it doesn't, what do you want to say, pond on the ground like some of the darker soils you get in other areas. So it really feeds off the ground really well. It's very, very tender. Everything's all hand selected and hand snapped. We practice some of the best and safest egg practices you can. We're always getting held to a high standard with that by the state and by ourselves and the processors and packers of how we handle it, you know, from the day we spray it to the day we take it into the factory. You know, we're always thinking the best way to handle it and the best way to get it in there and have it the best on the market.
So you said Michigan with the best asparagus on the market. Some of the listeners may be wondering, I don't know if the asparagus is from Michigan. So could you tell us how they figure that out?
Everything will be labeled Michigan asparagus. There's a few out of Indiana and stuff, but nothing as good as what we have. Everything's, you know, labeled by the packer or the shipper that ships it. And they're all right out of here, out of Michigan. You know, that's what most asparagus is going to right now is into fresh. We do have, we have a couple of canned processors and I think three frozen processors left. And, you know, they're obviously they freeze it and put it in cans, and you can get it pretty much year round.
Another question, you know, listeners may be wondering, you know, a lot of consumers want to buy sustainably grown food. And so how are Michigan's asparagus farmers meeting this expectation?
We want them around, you know, it's our ground. We want the ground around, you know, we do the best egg practices we can. We, don't put any more sprays or anything on that we have to. We put rye in the fall to protect the ground from eroding. We just we try to take care of it the best we can.
So what are some of the most popular ways people prepare their asparagus, and what dishes can it be added to?
You know, if you go to www.michiganasparagus.org, that's our website, and they have a whole recipe menu in there, I guess you would say, of different ways people prepare it. And my mom makes a phenomenal asparagus soup. She made an asparagus cake for a friend the other day, which was really good. There's just numerous ways of making it. My favorite way is putting some steak seasoning and butter, and my wife does this, and then she puts it on the grill. You know, that with an adult beverage it's really good. I know they make asparagus wine. I've heard of they make an asparagus whiskey. People try, which we as growers really appreciate making and trying different things all the time, because we hope one thing will be a big hit and we can sell a lot more.
So how long does Michigan asparagus, how long is it available?
Our harvest season and is about 6 to 7 weeks. You know, we've started in early May and we're running till probably mid-June. Weather has a lot to do with it. The hotter it gets, the faster it grows, the quality starts going down. And you just, what we call stressing the fields. You know, we pick our fields pretty much from the first day of harvest. We're picking every day. And if it's warm out, you know, above 70, we're picking on, if we're doing fresh, we're picking twice a day, the same field. So it's a lot in a short season. It's a lot of work, a lot of hours. You know, people are really hustling.
So what if I wanted to find Michigan asparagus later in the year, where could I find that?
Like I say, you know, as far as fresh, it'll be on the store shelves for probably 3 weeks to a month, maybe after harvest stops. And then it's available either in your frozen or canned section. You just have to look for the label.
So Dwight, is there any, I know you mentioned the website earlier, but so listeners want to learn more about the Michigan Asparagus Advisory Board and learning about growing asparagus in their home gardens. Where should they go?
They can go right to that website, which is www.michiganasparagus.org. And they have just about everything and anything you'd want to know about asparagus, how to grow it in your garden, where to get a crown, how to spray it, what insects to look for. You know, we're always looking at stuff to update the website. And our longtime executive director just retired, and we just hired on a new one, Jamie Cooler Adams, and she's going to do great things for us. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll make sure I share that website in the show notes. So thank you for coming on, Dwight. Thank you all for listening to this episode. I hope you all learned a lot about asparagus. I definitely have, and appreciate you coming on, Dwight.
Oh, appreciate you having us. It's great.
No problem. All right. We see you all next week.